Welcome to the Talking Biotech Podcast. It's a weekly podcast about agriculture and medicine with an emphasis on biotechnology and the good things we can do for people and a planet. I'm Kevin Fulta, and today we're on the road.
On the road.
Calgary.
Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Canada.
Yes.
How's it going, eh?
Well, I want to do a little...
Yeah, that's right. From the Great White North, right?
Great White North.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here with Rob Syke, and we're just having a discussion about some of the things that have happened in the news recently, particularly with respect to the Guardian article that came out last week on December 6th. And this has been a burr under my saddle. I mean, it really, really bothers me.
Let's bring them up to speed of what we're talking about. We're talking here about the Aaron Brockovich article in The Guardian saying that people are getting exposed to glyphosate and it's going to cause cancer, blah, 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 in The Guardian. It's an opinion piece, but she has a very large following. And, you know, you've identified several areas in this thing that just are wrong.
Let's look at that. I mean, so what does she mean to you? Like, have you just heard the name Aaron Brockovich?
Well, you think about the movie with Julia Roberts, right? And the work that Aaron Brockovich did on bringing attention to chemical carcinogens that were being in the environment. She did some good work.
Yeah, she was a warrior.
Yes.
I mean, she was kicking down doors. Mm-hmm. She was solving the problems that were really being hidden from people concerning their environmental toxins. And in that way was a hero.
So she was going after big companies.
Right, going after big companies.
And she brought them down.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was around chromium hexavalent or whatever the stuff was. The problem is that now she wrote this article that I kind of was excited to read because it was her. But then I'm reading it, and it says, "The weed killer in your food is killing us." That was the title. And so she says two things that are wrong there. That it's in your food, which is basically not. And two, that it's killing us, which there's no evidence for. And then the subhead was something like, links to cancer are increasing every day, or something like that. And so I'm reading this, and I'm thinking, is this real? I'm thinking this is like, I'm almost seeing this as fake.
Well, to pick up on this, this is all bouncing off of the work that was done, the very shoddy work that was done by the IARC, the Independent Agency for the Review on Cancer, that's associated with the WHO. And in that review on cancer, really the only scientific study in 30 years that has suggested that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen, in that study, three things come to my mind, Kevin. One is that the chairman knew of a 50,000-head study that was done on farmers and custom applicators that he ignored that showed no carcinogen link.
Right, no association.
Yeah, between glyphosate and cancer. The second one was Portier, who was on the committee and was taking money, $160,000 US he was taking from tort lawyers to appear as an anti-glyphosate witness while he was at the IARC. And the third one was Dr. David Zaruk uncovered that between the draft document and the final monogram, 10 sentences had been changed to 180 degrees to say, you know, from glyphosate is safe to glyphosate is bad. And she's bouncing off of this.
Yeah, so and this is 100% a cover-up. It's fraud. But before we go after IARC,
this is a scandal.
Well, let's go back to the Brockovich. She's talking about how she frames this narrative about how it's being sprayed on water plants from a boat, which I don't know that they actually do that. I don't have any evidence that they do. And I don't know that since it's a foliar herbicide, I can see spraying it on the plants around a lake, but I don't know about adding it to water.
I've never heard of that happening in the water.
Yeah.
And then she talks about spraying it, the glyphosate being exposed in, consumers being exposed to glyphosate in carrots and quinoa.
That's right, like, beets and almonds.
Like, name me a farmer anywhere that would spray glyphosate on carrots.
Unless you wanted to kill them.
They would, yeah.
Unless you have weedy carrots.
It's a non-discriminatory herbicide, so it kill the carrots, kill the quinoa,
kill almonds. But the thing that's weird about that is, where does that data come from that would be the basis for her to even write that.
It's manufactured.
Right, exactly. I've never even seen it on a website. I've never even seen it on an activist website. To me, it's always that just shows where she's coming from here. She's making shit up.
Why, Kevin? Why is she making shit up? Because so you get her, so she's got a reputation. She writes an article in The Guardian. She says that glyphosate is probably causing cancer. She scares people with fear. And why would she be doing this?
Well,
maybe this is a good place to take a break.
We could take a break here. We'll listen to... we can listen to a plug from No Ideas Media.
There we go. This is Nick Syke with No Ideas Media.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Syke from No Ideas Media. If you listen to this podcast, you're probably an awesome person who's probably found themselves in a debate or two about the validity of genetic engineering and its use in food production. You may have even noticed the same problem I've been picking up on. There's lots of good information out there about genetic engineering, but very few people who need to see it are exposed to it. Well, I'm making videos that lay people like myself can actually understand and digest. I'm a filmmaker, so this is my contribution to science communication. They are the perfect thing to post on the wall of that friend you have. You know, that person who just can't seem to grasp the awesomeness of GE crops, who maybe gets hung up on things like chemicals or Monsanto or whatever. The videos I make cover a wide variety of topics, and you can watch them by searching No Ideas Media, remember that's No as in knowledge, on Facebook or YouTube. The videos will likely cover what you already know, but the point is, we gotta share them with people who don't know. The mission at No Ideas Media is to be pragmatic, not dramatic. So help us spread the right information about genetic engineering. Thanks a lot.
So we're back in the Talking Biotech podcast. We're talking with Rob Syke. We're discussing the December 6th, 2018 article in The Guardian by Aaron Brockovich. And looking at it critically as to how do we really think about the words that are coming from a credible source of information about environmental toxins when she's basically creating manufactured risk from absolute nonsense. And this is a really serious issue to me because of what she means to me and what she means to an environmental movement and how she's always been looked at as a protector of the environment but now is saying things that are inconsistent with what we know about the science. So why would somebody just make up false information?
So if you read that article in The Guardian, there are so many falsehoods, so many distortions, and so many outright lies in that article, one has to question the motivation. So, Kevin, let's talk a little bit about where this is all coming from.
Well, this is what really scared me. And when I bounced this off of David Zarek, and this is the same thing. Why is she saying what she's saying? And it turns out that she's working for a law firm. And she's working for the law firm that is leading the way in many of these class action lawsuits with glyphosate, against glyphosate. And so this is where this comes from. She's working as a consultant for them, going out and or being paid by them to, I guess, recruit people into the class action suit. Then she goes into a very public place like The Guardian, a very visible publication, and makes up false information, which is essentially a flag saying this stuff is killing you and killing your family. Oh, and then the law firm says, oh, and by the way, if anyone's ever used this stuff and you have a problem, talk to us.
So they're basically saying, using her. They're using her to create fear, which I call FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Sure.
In the food supply. And this is attacking people at their most vulnerable level. And they're saying then if you have cancer and if you think you've been exposed to glyphosate, you should approach us and talk to the law firm.
Right.
Right.
And she is now an advisor for that law firm. Whatever so, you do, do not call 1-800-227.
And the bottom line here, though, is she's being a front, she's being a shill.
Isn't that ironic?
She's being a shill for the law firm that is trying to set up a class action tort against glyphosate. And this is all being built on the IARC ruling that says that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen, and that is built on a scandalous Monogram report.
And that's what, if you think about this, one of the biggest ironies. Here's somebody who always was going after the big money, who said all these companies have all the money and all the power, and they're the ones who are creating lies and false information. And now,
well, she is going after the big money, but she's backed by big money.
But here she's backed by big money. She's working for the people who have big money, who are creating false information. And it's really disappointing. It's kind of shocking. Because here's somebody who always was who had the reputation of representing the little guy, who now is representing the biggest money on the planet, going after a chemical which the little guy depends on.
You know what I find ironic about this whole thing, Kevin, is how the tort lawyers in the United States have manipulated the anti-NGOs in Europe to argue their case against genetic engineering and vilify glyphosate, not to the benefit of the NGOs or the anti-GMOs or the anti-science people in EU, but all twisted back towards class action lawsuits back in America, so that Robert Kennedy Jr.'s can go after big money, the Monsantos. So there's just follow the money on this whole thing.
It really is amazing. I never thought I would say that. But it really is a case where the people who are now aligned against technology are really the ones who are backed by money, who are using false information. This is such a script that just flipped 180 degrees.
So Greenpeace, Friends of the Earth, all these people have been campaigning against anti-GMO, anti-glyphosate, anti-this, anti-that, anti-science and agriculture, are now being manipulated by the tort lawyers so the tort lawyers can make money, and Aaron Brockovich has just been pulled into this whole thing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
But follow the dots.
It's one of these things that is almost amazing to me, because if I take a pen from the Dow DuPont booth at a conference, people are screaming that I have undue influence that's affecting my message.
Well, they're very nice pens.
They are nice pens. I really like the springy action when you press
them. Yeah, but they've got a clicky thing on top.
It's got the clicky thing and like the nice roller ball.
Yeah, really nice.
And the fatigue.
And the plastic is very durable.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And you put them through the washer and they're fine. But, but I digress. Here is somebody who has a history in environmental activism that's been very positive, who's now been co-opted by a corrupt message to essentially vilify a compound that's necessary for agriculture.
So I would share with the listeners on the podcast today, check it out. So the best place I can ask you to go, really, to understand the scandal inside the IARC is really Reuters News Agency. And Reuters News Agency picked up on a whole bunch of this stuff that Dr. David Zaruk uncovered. And this is being used as the underpin of the cases. And we're talking lots, thousands potentially, of class action lawsuits that are pending against Monsanto. Now, Bayer is going to fight these laws. And Bayer is going to go after these guys and bring the truth out, because they have just unveiled all of their glyphosate. Did you follow that?
Yeah, I saw it.
So just this last week, Bayer has said, transparency, here's our glyphosate data. So they just put it out there for the people to see. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the antis react to that.
They haven't so far, basically because there's nothing exciting in those data sets.
Exactly.
And I went through them, and they were the most boring 3 hours of my life, and I didn't even go through all of it. But it's that's where we are right now. And the other place to look is on theriskmonger.com.
Theriskmonger.com, yeah.
And that's David's website.
And he's breaking a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, he's really the one who's behind the majority of breaking this out, and he's paid a price for doing so.
Well, and I want to mention, too, that for the people listening in Canada, we're bringing Dr. David Zaruk to Alberta on February the 12th, which is National Agriculture Day in the country of Canada. And he's going to be speaking in the afternoon at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. And then in the evening, I'm bringing him to my hometown area of Red Deer, Alberta, and he's going to be speaking at the Red Deer College. And it's an evening designed to talk about public and farm interface and the use of technology on the farm.
Wow, it sounds really exciting. Well, we'll have to keep everybody abreast of all of that. So, you know, Rob Syke, thank you for the conversation. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for coming to Alberta.
Oh, no, it's fun to be here. I always appreciate coming to Canada. So thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again pretty soon.
Talking Biotech.
All right, and then listeners, thank you again for another episode of Talking Biotech. Write us a review on iTunes, whatever you like. We're heading towards the 200 episode cap of this enterprise. So thank you again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Talking Biotech podcast. Send your suggestions for guests, comments, or questions to talkingbiotech@gmail.com. Please write a review of this podcast on iTunes and recommend it to a friend. More downloads help us reach a wider audience with science.